an eternal pledge. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. Hosea chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. Betrothment unto the Lord. What an honor and a joy. My soul, is Jesus indeed thine by his own condescending betrothal? Then mark, it is forever. He will never break his engagement, much less sue out a divorce against the soul joined to himself in marriage bonds. Three times the Lord says, I will betroth thee. What words he heaps together to set forth the betrothal. Righteousness comes in to make the covenant legal. None can forbid these lawful bands. Judgment sanctions the alliance with its decree. None can see folly or error in the match. Loving kindness warrants that this is a love union. For without love, betrothal is bondage and not blessedness. Meanwhile, mercy smiles and even sings. Yea, she multiplies herself into mercies because of the abounding grace of this holy union. Faithfulness is the registrar and records the marriage. And the Holy Spirit says amen to it as he promises to teach the betrothal heart all the sacred knowledge needful for its high destiny. What a promise!